Okay, hello. Today I'm introducing two senior biomedical analysts from the IRB. Andrea, would you like to start first introducing yourself?
Sure. My name is Andrea Placeca, and I am a senior analyst on the biomedical IRB team, and I report to UChunk.
Okay, excellent. And Amanda?
Hi, I'm Amanda Relas. I'm also a senior analyst for the biomedical team, and I report to Lori Levin.
Excellent. So can you tell me both, how about we start with you, Amanda? Tell me a little bit about what you do each day and what your day looks like.
So the day-to-day to an analyst can be different depending on what day of the week and what date of the week that falls upon. So if a day occurs where there's no committee meetings, then I would consider that a day where I would have a normal, like I said, workload. I would check my queue daily to see what's in queue, if I have any amendments, continuing reviews, full staff board, reviews, or if there's anything from the queue that needs any attention. I also would check through my daily email inbox to see if there's anything that needs immediate attention and proceed through with my day. So that would, like I said, consider from anything from continuing reviews, amendments, new studies, new submissions, or personal emails, and we move from there.
Okay, excellent. And Andrea, what is your day like? Is it similar?
Yes, mine is similar, but what I do first is I check my email to see if there's anything that requires my immediate attention so I can plan out the rest of my day. Then from there, I go ahead and if there's a committee meeting, I make sure to get prepared for the committee meeting, make sure that if there's any changes that need to be made last minute, for example, if there's study personnel that have expiring certifications, I'll check at either that morning or the day before a committee meeting to make sure that everything's up to date, update any reviews that I need to. And on days that I don't have committee meetings, then I'll look at my inbox and try to tackle the things that I can get out of my inbox the fastest.
So how do you both decide what you choose from the queue? How does that work?
Do you mean the main queue?
Yeah, or how do you know which one to pull out of the main queue and then your queue? What does that look like to somebody who doesn't know?
It's first come, first serve based on the queue. So the first one in is the first one out. So it's not based upon preference. So the first study that we see that's on our side, the biomedical side, then we look, like I said, from the lead analyst point of view, then we're able to look to see if our load, our queue and stuff, we have bandwidth to take on a new study from the queue. But if not, like I said, if we don't and there's a senior analyst that are above us and stuff, our leads that are above us, then they will go ahead and allocate studies out too if they see that the queue is getting a little too abundant with studies.
Okay, so it's both you go in and then depending upon the load, they get assigned to you.
Correct.
And do they ever get assigned to either one of you because of your specific expertise, or is it truly like you're trained in biomed and so it comes in and what you take, what you get? It's not like one of you is a cancer specialist and one of you is a MRI specialist or a specialist in a certain type of procedure. Is it just first come, first serve?
Yeah, it's pretty much first come, first serve. We just get randomly assigned if they are assigned to us.
Like I said, our portfolio where Andrea's group does a little more specificity with cancer portfolio and Lori and my group does more specificity when it comes to non-cancer, but we are cross-trained in each and other's portfolio. So if we do need, like I said, if there's more of a cancer new studies that are in queue, we'll allocate them across our entire biomedical team and stuff and not just allocate to one team.
Okay. And then can you tell me a little bit about when you see things like you said that are urgent or high priority, what does that mean? How do you know?
So, for example, if there is a designation of a simple amendment in our queue, it'll have a blue icon that tells us that it's a simple amendment. So those are things that we would normally try to pull out from the queue within 1 to 2 business days. Also, if there's any urgent reviews, those are also marked in iStar, and those have a red icon on them. And it'll tell us, like, hey, this needs to be pulled sooner rather than later.
What's a simple amendment?
So we have designations and guidelines for simple amendments in our guidance documents, and simple amendments constitute amendments that can be processed with little to small amounts of changes, including no changes or revisions to any of the documents, including the ICF or the protocol. So simple amendments can include a change in population size. Like I said, that doesn't affect the total. Like I said, we wouldn't need to do any revisions to any documents. A change in study personnel that doesn't involve the co or co-investigator or the PI. So small changes like that. Also, going back to what Andrea was saying when it comes to urgent reviews, continuing reviews are some of the items in our portfolio that have a hard stop date and have an expiration date. So if we see in our queue that we have a continuing review that's about to expire, then that would be something that we would bring to our attention, pull out of our queue to address right away and stuff to make sure, like I said, we put it on the next board or to see if we can address before the study expires.
Excellent. I have one question before I'm going to stop this recording about how many studies are in your queue at any time. Do you divide it by the type, like continuing review, amendment, new study, or just like give us a ballpark?
I can't right now. I couldn't say because we're short staffed a little bit in our group. Like I said, we're down a member, so it's been fluctuating. And I know Andrea there might be a little more fully on board, so she might be able to give you a better understanding of what a daily queue
Yeah.
looks like.
What's a daily queue, Andrea?
Sure. So, for example, in my queue right now, there's 21 items,
Okay.
and that'll include amendments, new studies or returning studies, continuing reviews, responses to contingencies on either amendments or continuing reviews. So it's a combination of all that.
Excellent. Well, thank you both very much for telling us what your day-to-day life is like.